begins with Im Chukotai Telechu. If you listen to my chukim, listen to, follow my laws, so then Hashem's going to be with us and everything's going to be great. Everything's wonderful. But the parsha also contains the tochacha, the words of rebuke, the negative, the downside of if you don't listen to my mitzvah, what's going to happen? So the chukim says, if you don't listen to me, you don't do these mitzvot. You say my chukim are disgusting. You say my mishpatim are disgusting to you. You're not going to do my mitzvah. You're going to get rid of the brit. So this is the start of the negative section, right after the positive section in Bechukotai. And the Sforno tells us that there's a what you would call a slippery slope, but it's a negative. It's in stages. So the first stage here of Imlo Tishmoli, to follow my chukim, what is that stage? So the Sforno says, Lo tasu kol mitzvot ha'ele, v'achar shelo tachu b'chukotai, lo tasu kol mitzvot, ela tasu mehem hanireh b'inechem bilvad. The first step isn't that you're just going to stop keeping the Torah and mitzvot, just start doing Avodah Zarah. It's not a one-step process that you go from all to none, or everything positive to everything negative. There's going to be stages. That's how the Yetzer Hara works. So the first stage, he says, is the person decides, you know what, I'm not going to keep this mitzvah that doesn't make sense to me. It's a joke, I don't understand it, it doesn't make sense. And you're going to be able to convince yourself that you're still good. Hey, I'm still keeping all these other mitzvot. I got 612 other ones, or 600 other ones that I'm still doing. Everything's great. And just that one that doesn't make sense, that one's really strange, that one I'm going to ignore. So he says, okay, that's the first step, meaning that not that's okay, but understanding, if we're going along with your logic, you know what the next step is? It's not just that you're not going to do them, you're not going to keep them, you're going to now be disgusted by them, you're going to detest them. But it's not going to stick with the chukim. See, the pasuk says in chukotai temasu vet mishpatai tegal nafshechem. First, you're going to learn to not like the chukim, but then you're also going and you're going to not just not do them, but you're going to detest them. The next step is you're not going to be able to stand the mishpatim either. You're also going to detest and abhor them. And what do we know about the mishpatim? The mishpatim are logical. Mishpatim makes sense. And mishpatai tegal nafshechem tegaloto, you're going to force yourself to not like it. In his example, kamosha meki adam chavana muskemet, like forcing yourself to throw up. Ain derech lemoso tam biyot hamam lo davagun. The mishpatim makes so much sense. They're so logical. It's such a wonderful God system that only Hashem could have come up with. And you're going to force yourself to start ignoring those mishpatim. And why are you going to do that? Because we know what you really, really want. What do you really want? The vilti asod kol mitzvotai. That, getting rid of the mishpatim, you're only doing it in order to get rid of all the mitzvot. As Chazal tell us, why do they serve avodah zarah? Yodim hayu yisrael avodah zarah shalei b'mamish. Am Yisrael, whenever they did avodah zarah, many times Chazal tell us, it's happened unfortunately so many times in Tanakh and history. So very often Chazal tell us that wasn't the root. It's not that all of a sudden Am Yisrael believed in the magical powers of this idol or this sun or this god or this statue. That's Chazal explained that we rationally, logically don't believe that Avodah Zarah. Remember, the Gemara says the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah is really God. We don't have that. Really, we think there's magical powers to the statue. No, that's not it. Lo avdu avodah. So there's many different Ma'amar Chazal. So the one this one is quoting: Lo avdu avodah zarah el kadei lahatir lahem arayot befarhesya. They wanted to be able to have public fornication. They wanted to be able to have relations in public, or they wanted to be able to do what they wanted. Essentially, the only reason they're serving avodah zarah is in order to be able to do what they want. There's avodah zarahs where that's the way to serve the avodah zarah, right? There's avodah zarahs where you defecate in front of it. There's avodah zarahs where this is considered wonderful. Oh wow, it's a celebration of the wonderful body. In other words, why were they serving avodah zarah? In order to be able to do what they wanted. So and he has a few other sources. The Navi, others say this too. All that started from first deciding to only do the mitzvah that makes sense to you. The minute you get rid of mitzvah that don't make sense to you, this chok, I don't understand it. So you know what the next step is? You're going to not only not understand it, you're going to detest it. Once you start detesting some mitzvot, you're going to start detesting even the logical, wonderful mitzvot. Why? Because it's all the way for you to be able to throw off the whole burden from your back and then do whatever it is that you want. So says the Sforno's explanation of this pasuk tells us, don't do that first step of the Sifrei Sof. The reason we keep the Torah mitzvot is Hashem said to. Hashem said to, that's why we do it. The minute you start getting into, well, it does make sense to me, it doesn't make sense to me, it can make sense to you or not, we still have to do it. The minute you decide to not do something based on whether it makes sense to you, therein lies the first problem that leads to the tragic slippery slope that leads to all the terrible curses in the Tochacha. So let us remember the words of this Sforno to always, always do the mitzvot, regardless of whether they make sense to us. We can work on trying to understand them and make sense to us. But the Ikar reason we do the mitzvot is not because of how logical they are, but because Hashem said to do them. Okay.